Here with me in this interview, I have Manning Faraci. He's with the National Biodiesel Board. And here at this Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, why don't we just, first of all, summarize some of the points of your presentation?
Sure, Chuck. Well, you know, what I wanted to talk about is, you know, where the biodiesel industry's been, where we're going, talk about some of the challenges we're facing, and talking about the need for a stable policy framework going forward that will help the nation continue to reap the policy benefits that you get from the increased production and use of biodiesel in the future.
Well, when we look at the political climate and the new administration, do you see that? How would you describe this time in terms of policies that will have an impact on biodiesel producers?
Well, I think we have a real opportunity. You know, in 2007, we passed the energy bill that greatly expanded and improved on the renewable fuel standard. If we're able to implement that program in a workable fashion, it's really going to help provide a good demand draw in the United States for the use of biodiesel, which we think is, if you're going to have a transition to away from petroleum to low-carbon renewable fuels, that certainly is a good policy outcome. You know, we're also working as well on the biodiesel tax incentive. We think there's some structural reforms that you can make to that program that will make it work better, easy for the IRS, easier for taxpayers, align the tax incentive with good energy policy that values domestic production of renewables to replace foreign petroleum.
Well, I heard a comment today that I thought was very interesting, that carbon is the new commodity for agriculture and our goal is to produce less of it. That is certainly something that can be accomplished with biodiesel and obviously mainly produced from soybeans at this point.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've really seen an evolution in the past couple years to carbon policy and energy policy are now intertwined. And we think that biodiesel has a constructive role to play in this. You know, when you look at our direct emissions profile on life cycle carbon emissions, you know, we produce it by 78%. We're an extremely efficient fuel with a 3.2-to-1 energy positive energy balance. These all are going to make us a good fit into a low-carbon energy policy. The RFS2, if that's implemented in a workable fashion, we're going to reap the benefits immediately of that. Requirement of that is that you have to, you know, RFS2 has requirements that you have to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Like I said, we fit well into that, and we hope that we get that program up and working so that we can start to reap those benefits now.
So as you leave here, what's kind of the next job for Manning? What have you got to focus on and we'll be doing here on behalf of NBB?
Well, I'm just going to keep doing the Lord's work and preaching the gospel that is biodiesel. We've got a great story to tell. It's an honor to work for the industry. You know, making sure that policymakers here in Washington understand the benefits that come with our fuel, the impact it has in everyone's communities, and why it should be part of our nation's energy policy going forward.
Great. Well, enjoyed your presentation here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.